We're in the air for good. We're on this town, we're on this whole town. Darling, won't you leave us alone?
Last night I found my body buried behind your house. Against the wall. right. That was 95 Corolla with the track Calamity off of the No Thanks LOL EP. I have remarked on 95 Corolla in the past, and they are doing pop punk. Did you pick up on that? Did you hear it and notice that they were doing pop punk? My remark from the past is that I didn't really get pop punk. I didn't really understand it. I'm of the wrong age for it to have hit me. But listening to 95 Corolla, I get it. I understand the appeal. I think they're doing it really well. And I think they are emblematic of the genre without being boring or overwrought. They're just writing some kind of highly emotional, well-crafted pop punk songs. They're doing it. They nailed it. I understand it now. Thank you for that, 95 Corolla. And I know there's lots more of it where that came from. Top of that set was Levi J. Miller with the track XOXO / I Found My Body off of the release XOXO LJM. I have been listening to Levi J. Miller for, I believe, years now. Many, many years. I would say upwards of 5 years. We could probably go back into the We Own This Town archives 5 years and find evidence of Levi J. Miller being included on the show. This is absolutely the finest body of work from Levi J. Miller that I have heard yet. And I have enjoyed it for the last 5 years, but there's just something more immediate and pressing and more realized in these tracks that I'm really enjoying. I hope that you will click through in the show notes to hear even more of it. This is We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable tracks from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads. This is volume 377. I've got a bunch of music to play for you, and I really want to get to it. And I will get to it right after I tell you that this episode is brought to you by yawningcat.com. That's cat with a K, yawningcat.com. It is an online store of strange designs from my own brain. If you're a native Nashvillian, there might be a couple things on there that catches your eye, that you recognize. Or if you're kind of a newcomer, you might be like, what is that? I don't get that at all. And then there's a bunch of other just weird stuff in there. So I'm being very transparent with you. I made it. It's not really a sponsor if it's a show, if I run both of these things, but I want you to go check it out. It's a very strange side project of mine. So go check it out and use code WOTT at checkout and you'll get $5 off your order if there just so happens to be anything there that you like. Okay, everybody, this episode doesn't really have a theme of any sort, but there's some good music in here, some real good music in here. So I'm going to throw, I don't know, 4 tracks at you right now. Here they come. The first one you've probably never heard of because it was an absolute surprise to me, but I can't wait to tell you about it on the other side. This is Sudanistas with Bathos Social Garden. We'll be right back. right, that was The Cave Crickets, Cave with a K. That is the track When I Met You, which is a bonus track off of Sensitive Boys. Why am I playing a bonus track off of an album? Well, I swear when I put this playlist together, it was part of the album that you could clearly see was included with it. Things may have changed since this was released in November of 2023. The Cave Crickets, I apologize if I'm leaking your special bonus material from purchasing on Bandcamp, but for anybody that wants to own that song themselves, that's how you get it. Click through in the show notes, go own that track on Bandcamp. Go buy the whole album. It's super good. Many thanks to Patrick Orr from the band Cravon for initially cluing me in to The Cave Crickets. A little bit of indebted to you for that cool album and great band. Prior to that was Quiche Knight with Vampire's Advocate off of the album Insane at Any Speed. You're likely very familiar with Quiche Knight at this point in listening to Nashville music. If you've been paying attention for any amount of time, you've likely encountered Quiche Knight along the way. Always something fun and interesting there. This album, Insane at Any Speed, is, quote, a collection of stuff I've been working on and a few interesting items which never found a home, end quote. I don't know if I would call them Quiche Knight B-sides, per se, or maybe Quiche Knight in progress songs, but certainly interesting to check out. Always good to hear what's rolling around in the brain of Brett Rosenberg, aka Quiche Knight. Prior to that was Rain Sticks with the track Big Ol' World off of Here Come the Warm Jets. Not the Here Come the Warm Jets by Brian Eno, but Here Come the Warm Jets by Rain Sticks. This album came out in November of 2023, and I have been listening to it quite regularly. There are many, many good songs on this album. Big Ol' World is the first track, so you know what you're getting into if you go check out this album, but there are so many good songs on here. I am confident that we will play more on a future episode. And how funny is it that they called their album Here Come the Warm Jets? Asher Horton, aka Rain Sticks, very funny stuff, hilarious. Ben Parks, Emily Hall, also on the record, doing great things. Into it. Just, I mean, plain and simple, into it. And we started that set off with Sudanistas with the track Bathos Social Club, or maybe Bathos Social Club. Not sure how to pronounce it. Off of the album Heavy Gardening. Funny story about the Sudanistas. I got a random email, a photo of someone holding this record on vinyl. I believe they were at McKay's. And the note was, do you know this band? And I did not know that band. They are a local band. It was in the local section of McKay's. You know, I consider myself pretty well-rounded in terms of knowing local music here in Nashville, but I'd never once heard of Sudanistas. It's not crazy. There's lots of bands I've never heard of, but I did not know this. And I went and looked it up, and something felt familiar all of a sudden. It turns out many members of the band Laundry, who we have played on this show many, 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 many times, were in the band Sudanistas. I reached out immediately to Laundry and said, hey, what's this about? What is this? And they said, yeah, this is the band before Laundry. I really love that track. I've had a really hard time tracking down the digital version of the album, but there are three songs on Bandcamp that I was able to snag. I will keep bugging Laundry to release the proto-Laundry album. Great, great song. Very much into it. Fun little story there that someone ran across an LP, sent it to me, and now you've heard it as well. So that's the thing. You can just take a picture of an LP and send it to me. That might be enough to get the music on the show. All right, let's go into another set here. I'm talking quite a bit, so let's give you a long set as a reward. Here's five songs coming your way, starting off with Brian Brown with Carmine Prophets and the track Visions.
Hey, things is changing as of late, so spare me any excuse. Figuring shit out on the go, guess what we supposed to do? Ain't no telling, but they say I got that shit for sure. Keep my foot right on y'all neck and kicking in the dough. Knock, knock, bitch, y'all know who here. Them folk will wear that bullshit, won't fly over there. How dare they think we ain't compare? At this point, shit not fair. Life ain't either, nor is favor. So I cherish these gifts God gave us. Been in the moment a lot more lately. All in all, can't complain. Got about four different strands in the wood. I done rolled up a motherfucking forest. Keep me running these days, unfortunate, but makes me happy. Most important, BB Gump. I need the shrimp and lobster for my partners. On the yacht with view so proper. Counting capital, stacking up taller. Bending whipping yama on some stilts. Trying to balance this proper output. Having fun, working towards the green like a game of play. Can't be mad at us. Niggas carried on despite the dangers. In stranger situations, carried the weight like Mariah twins. Emancipated, back for the win. Me and the money, we belong together. A sound so sweet, who can sing it better? Maybe the teller after this deposit. Worth every penny for that concert. Now it's time to hit the road with it. Need some blue cheese from overseas. Spread your wings, get this chicken. Marshawn Lynch was preaching, digging. Flipping them all like bus to bus. With the thought leaders of the new school back. Might as well be how I got it like that. The rah rah, man, enough, relax. Niggas wanna groove, pretty girls want something they can move to. Little bit of both, they help me get through it. Really my pleasure, it's nothing to it, man. Things is changing as of late. Spare me any excuse. Figuring shit out on the go, guess what we supposed to do. Ain't no telling, but they say I got that shit for sure. Keep my foot right on y'all neck and kick it in the door. Things is changing as of late, so spare me any excuse. Figuring shit out on the go, guess what we supposed to do. Ain't no telling, but they say I got that shit for sure. Keep my foot right on y'all neck and kick it in the door, but you know.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
It's way easier to make the money than it is to save it. So to get to the million, one, you gotta know how to save it. You could have made a million, but you blew it as you were making it.
Right.
So that's why I say it's way easier to make the money than it is
to save it.
To save the money. Most people probably have $1 million if their money management skills was right.
Satisfied.
vision of the lonely. Keep it down or you'll be cast out with the rest. Uncovering it slowly, let it trickle out. It's too much to digest. Oh, consensus of the angry, burn it down. So unholy to be skeptical of narratives they inject. Hear me now, we don't allow dissent. Guilty until proven innocent.
I know that you can go.
Was Jensen Sport Tag with the track Zeta off of Jensen Sport Tag, a new anthology from Caskeen. That was released at the tail end of last year, I believe. I was so excited to see the Jensen Sport Tag was back. And you know what? Now I'm way behind. They've released multiple things since this new anthology, and I'm distressed about it because that means there's so much more Jensen Sport Tag to listen to and share with you that I'm just, I haven't gotten to it yet. But that song, Zeta, is super good. So happy to have it in the rotation. Hopefully you will take the time to go listen to the entire release. It's great to have Jensen Sport Tag back. I feel like they were gone for at least a decade. Lost and gone forever, but not gone forever. Prior to that was Slender Dan with the track Descent off of the Nothing Forever EP. I think this came through the We Own This Town inbox. I checked it out. Amazing. I know if you listen to that song, you will agree. Very poppy, very dark, very unique. I believe they call themselves an avant-garde pop duo, but even that doesn't do it justice. Yeah, the whole thing just kind of came out of nowhere, and I'm super into it. This is the most recent release. It's a companion piece to their full-length album, Gestalt. Definitely recommend you go check them both out. Prior to that was General Trust with If I Could Read Your Mind off of a split single, If I Could Change Your Mind / If I Could Read Your Mind. That came out on YK Records, which is my indie record label, so full disclosure, partially my inclusion of this song here on the show is so that you hear it and that you check it out. But I love the dark, gothic, cold, wavy, synth pop vibe that General Trust has going on. Obviously, I'm super biased, but man, it is great to hear these songs making their way out into the world. There are plenty more of those if you like that song, so go look up General Trust linked in the show notes. Prior to that was Rose Violet with the track, one of the best track names ever, Serial Fucker Upper, off of The Years Disappear. You know, Rose Violet was just something I stumbled upon on Bandcamp years ago, and every so often a new song pops up, and then Bandcamp will email and say, hey, there's a new Rose Violet. You want to go check it out? That song is incredible, beyond articulation of how much I enjoy that song, starting with the title, Serial Fucker Upper. So good. Go back and listen to it right now. Just start smashing that rewind button and go listen to it. Or click through in the show notes and go buy it on Bandcamp. And the top of that set was Brian Brown with Carmine Profits and the track Visions. That is off of the BBG on Profit collaboration that they did together. You gotta love that little quote at the end there. It's way easier to make the money than it is to save it. Very true. Fantastic track. Love that Brian Brown puts his work up on Bandcamp. It makes my life a lot easier, and it makes me feel good that I can support him directly by purchasing it, which is something that I can't say for a lot of artists. Put your music on Bandcamp. If it's not there already, it should be. I'm not going to stand on that soapbox for long, but I will stand on it for a minute. All right, let's end the show. Another set here. Three songs, starting it off with a song that it takes a minute to kick in, but stick with it or jump ahead if you feel so inclined. But this is Rollo Whip with I Don't Believe in Soulmates.
You. doesn't have to. All that I know is that I love you. It's true. I don't believe in soulmates. I believe in you. I've never believed in soulmates. I don't believe in soulmates. I believe in you. I've never believed in soulmates. But I think I found you.
Me, as seen a dance real slow with you.
Top of that set was Rollo Whip with I Don't Believe in Soulmates off of Rollo Whip Radio. That is an album filled with interstitials and skits and characters and very interesting listen. It begs you to listen to it top to bottom, and I think you should. So click through in the show notes and go listen to Rollo Whip Radio top to bottom. Very entertaining listen, and lots of good pop songs sewn throughout the whole thing, as you just heard. After that was Domestic Bliss with the track Mercury. We played Domestic Bliss on a previous episode. That is Lily Hyatt and Coley Henson. I believe context clues tell me they are married and in domestic bliss. Get it? They're married and in domestic bliss. And the band Domestic Bliss, they are also in. That's out on Watch It Burn Records. It's available everywhere. Click through the show notes. The whole record is super good. Love that track. And we closed with Levi J. Miller with Starting All Over Again off of XOXO LJM. If you recall the start of this episode, we also opened with Levi J. Miller with a track off of the same album because I like the album that much. It worked. All right, everybody, that's it. That's our show. This has been We Own This Town. Find us on Instagram at We Own This Town. Find us on the internet at weownthistown.net. I don't have anything else to say to you. I'm glad that you're listening and you've made it this far. Take care of yourself. I'll talk at you later. Bye.
Oh, man. What was that guy's name? I don't even remember.